RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. As usual, we'll bring you news followed by commentary. Today in History, Voi Green Headlines and Newstin Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesia Today and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And we'll conclude today's English Bulletin with Music Corner. That's all for today, listener. Stay tuned at www.voi.co.id.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President and First Lady celebrate Idul Fitri in Padang. Ngurah Rai Airport offers additional flights for Lebaran holiday makers. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo attended the Idul Fitri prayer at the Great Mosque in Padang, West Sumatra Province on Wednesday. President fervently prayed and listened to sermons Hari Raya. After prayer, thousands of people attempt to approach the head of state to take picture and shake hands. They called the name of the President Joko Widodo with the intention that the president turn around or wave to them. The president was also accompanied by his son and daughter. After greeting the public, the head of state was eating the meal provided at the West Sumatra Great Mosque. Together with the First Lady and several ministers, the president ate food while listening to the takbir or eve of West Sumatra Great Mosque. Some airline companies at the Ngurah Rai International Airport in Bali have started offering additional flights to handle the influx of passengers during the post-fasting Lebaran holidays. PT Angkasa Pura 1 General Manager Trikora Harjo explained in Bali on Tuesday that the additional flights were provided for international arrivals and departures. Harjo revealed that a total of 419 passengers had used additional flights for international arrivals and departures on Tuesday. Similar to the long Lebaran holidays in previous years, the flow of passengers at the Ngurah Rai Airport is different compared to that in other regions of Indonesia. The Ngurah Rai Airport is always dominated by an influx of both local and foreign tourists keen on spending the long holidays of Lebaran. The Ngurah Rai International Airport serves 226 additional flights proposed by 7 airlines for both domestic and international routes. About 100,000 Indonesian workers in Malaysia have returned to their homeland related to the Idul Fitri holidays since T-7. They use sea and air transportation. The Indonesian ambassador to Malaysia, Herman Prayitno, when monitoring the last day of homecoming in Malaysia on Tuesday, said that this year no Indonesians have traveled by illegal speedboats thanks to the cooperation between the Indonesian embassy with the authorities of the Malaysian waters in order to avoid the illegal crossing of Indonesians.
Memuaskan pelayanan pemulangan mudik warga negara Indonesia.
The service of homecoming repatriation of Indonesians in Malaysia is satisfactory, as we have monitored in the last 7 days. Around 73,000 Indonesians traveled by sea,
with the other travelers by air, around 100,000 Indonesians have gone back home to Indonesia.
Meanwhile, after the 8 holidays, the Indonesian workers will usually come back to Malaysia. Indonesian Ambassador to Malaysia Herman Prayitno called on the Indonesians who want to come back to Malaysia to complete the permit documents so they are not illegal and become the victims of human trafficking. They are also expected to report themselves to the Indonesian embassy and report when experiencing any form of violence. Indonesia's largest Islamic group, Nahdlatul Ulama, has condemned those who committed terrorist attacks and promoted violence in the name of Islam in the Saudi city of Medina on Monday and in Surakarta, Central Java, on Tuesday. Nahdlatul Ulama Central Board Chairman Said Akil Siraj, in his statement, said the Ramadan attacks were contrary to true Islamic teaching that promoted peace. He said no religion permitted the use of violence in spreading its ideology. Siraj added that Al-Quran told followers of Islam about peaceful teaching. He asserted that Islam leaders and ulama worldwide should work hand in hand to combat terrorism and radicalism, as the matters could not be tackled by individuals. Throughout Ramadan, the Islamic State movement launched attacks in numerous regions across the world, claiming more than 800 lives. Jakarta Health Agency head Kosmedi Prihanto said on Tuesday that 376 health facilities in city remain open to serve residents during the Idul Fitri holidays. Facilities comprise of 349 community health centers, 7 general hospitals, and 20 district general hospitals around the city. He said those facilities remain open on July 6th and 7th. Hospital polyclinics may close, but the emergency department at the allocated hospitals remain open 24 hours. The agency has also set up emergency posts at train stations, bus stations, and tourism sites, such as the Taman Impian Jaya Ancol Amusement Park Complex in North Jakarta, Ragunan Zoo in South Jakarta, and at strategic locations around Jakarta's Thousand Islands. Kosmedi said up to 9 health officials, including doctors, midwives, nurses, and paramedics, are deployed at each post. To end the news, here are the main points once again. The President and First Lady celebrate Idul Fitri in Padang. Ngurah Rai Airport offers additional flights to Lebaran holiday makers. That was the news from the Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelago country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. VOIQuiz2016@gmail.com. www.indonesiaindjakarta.com before August 1, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today's commentary is on marrying the holy month of Ramadan. The last day in the holy month was marred by brutality against civilians in two predominantly Muslim countries, Baghdad in Iraq and Dhaka in Bangladesh. In Baghdad, Iraq, Iraqi government source said on Sunday, July the 3rd, that a bomb attack had killed at least 125 people, 15 of them children. Possibly there are more victims because at least 150 people were injured and in critical condition. The attack took place in the Karada district, crowded with those who were going to break their fast that day, and just a week after the military took over control of the Iraqi city of Fallujah from ISIS. Besides in Karada, a bomb attack also occurred in northern Baghdad, inhabited by Shiites. To inspect the situation, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi visited the scene of the attack, but his presence has raised the ire of residents. Almost 5,000 kilometers away from Baghdad, on Friday, July the 1st, another attack occurred on foreigners in a restaurant in Dhaka by 7 terrorists, and ISIS claimed responsibilities. There are 20 hostages, including 17 foreigners. Bangladesh police officers, assisted by military personnel, ended it on Sunday, July the 3rd, stormed into the restaurant and killed 6 attackers with 2 victims in the police site. But all 20 hostages were freed. The government of Bangladesh dismissed the claims of ISIS and stated that the attackers were members of Bangladeshi Jamiatul Mujahideen. 2 of these attacks occurred nearly a week after a suicide bombing at Atatürk International Airport in Istanbul, Turkey, on Tuesday, June the 28th. The attack killed 41 people and injured more than 200. Although the targets were foreigners, but a majority of those killed were Turkish citizens. ISIS claimed the attack. Maulana Fariduddin Masud, a famous cleric leader of clerical institution of Bangladesh, condemned the attack in Dhaka as a barbaric act and not according to the teachings of Islam. Earlier in Ankara, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan urged the international coalition to unite against terrorism. The savage attacks in the month of Ramadan is indeed lamentable. In Muslim countries, Ramadan is a holy month where the worship is carried out by keeping the purity of heart. Lustful action by killing innocent civilians and behavior which are not the teaching of Islam were conducted by those who consider themselves Muslims. True Islam always stands on truth and goodness. The Prophet Muhammad was once scorned and treated badly in Makkah and Taif, yet he set an example by never having any revenge. What's more, these days Idul Fitri or Eid, which is the end of the fasting month or Ramadan, when Muslims worldwide were celebrating the victory over lust, such as the saying of the Prophet Muhammad that the greatest war for Muslims is the war against lust and surely not fighting and killing civilians. That was commentary today on marrying the holy month of Ramadan. I'm Anatujaya Kasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History. We start from Kemayoran Airport in Jakarta began to start operation on July 6, 1940. Kemayoran Airport has ever became the first international airport in Indonesia. Although officially opened on July 8, 1940, Kemayoran Airport, which was built in 1934, has begun to operate international flights on July 6, 1940. The first aircraft that landed there was a DC-3 type of Dakota owned by India's airline KLIL, which was flown from the Cililitan Airport, now Halim Perdana Kusuma. The airport code of JKT is stopped operations on January 1, 1983 and officially stopped operations on June 1, 1984. We now invite you to look at another event on July 6, 1964, Malawi gained independence. On July 6, 1964, Malawi is a country in East Africa gained its independence from Britain. The native people of Malawi is ethnic Bantu. In 1859, a Scottish adventurer, David Livingstone, arrived at the Lake Nyasa, and since then, Malawi attracted the attention of European nations for conversion to the slave trade. In 1891, after successfully repulsing Germany and Portuguese, which also eyeing Malawi to be a colony, the British claimed Malawi as its colony and named the region as the British Central African Protectorate. Since 1907, the area was given the name Nyasaland, and finally, when it became independent in 1964, it replaced with the name of Malawi. The last event, independence of Comoros on July 6, 1975. Comoros is an island state located off the coast of Mozambique, East Africa. The state proclaimed its independence from France on July 6, 1975. Comoros has a Muslim majority population, and therefore the people agreed to establish an Islamic state, or the Federal Islamic Republic of Comoros. Comoros Islands was initially dominated by Arabs, so that Islam spread there. After that, the Comoros was colonized by the Portuguese before being occupied by the French since 1832. Approximately 1.5 century later, then the freedom struggle of the people Comoros achieved the result. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, welcome to Void Green. Today we'll talk about the existence of fish cage in Lake Toba re-examined. Samosir regional government will review the existence of floating cages in the waters of Lake Toba, Samosir, North Sumatra province. The floating nets have caused water pollution and not in line with the development of tourism within the framework of Lake Toba Authority. Vice Regent of Samosir, Juang Sinaga, recently said about 90% of Samosir people consume drinking water from Lake Toba, while the Environment Agency of North Sumatra said that 69% of water pollution in Lake Toba comes from fish cages. Therefore, the existence of floating net cages would be re-examined. Juang Sinaga explained Lake Toba water polluted by voraj fish floating net cages, which settles in the bottom of the lake. Hospitality and household waste also contributed to the pollution. According to him, the review of karamba cages is not only directed to lay out the appropriate zoning activities, but also preparing to abolish or terminate fish cages in Lake Toba. However, prior to close, there will be health dissemination to the public. Related to the plan, the head of subdivision of Environmental Impact Assessment and Laboratory Head of the Environment Agency and the Local Development Research, Helmut Simamora, explained to clean the floating cages entirely the responsibility of the government of North Sumatra province, while the district government in the area of Lake Toba only facilitate the socialization. Before cleaning the cage, regions of all Lake Toba area firstly to make a memorandum of understanding and clean action concept of Lake Toba internally together with the regional working units after it will be done real action. Lake Toba becomes one of 10 destination places to be developed specifically by the government. Sometime earlier, Coordinating Minister for the Maritime and Resources, Rizal Ramli, in Jakarta confirmed Lake Toba must be cleaned from fish cages prior to the visit of President Joko Widodo to Samosir in December 2016 to attend the 2016 National Christmas Celebrations. Listener, that was for Ukraine.
Here is news in brief. President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo attended the Idul Fitri prayer at the Great Mosque in Padang West Sumatra Province on Wednesday. Some airline companies at the Ngurah Rai International Airport in Bali have started offering additional flights to handle the influx of passengers during the post-fasting Lebaran holidays. About 100,000 Indonesian workers in Malaysia have returned to their homeland related to the Idul Fitri holidays since D-7. Indonesia's largest Islamic group, Nahdlatul Ulama, has condemned those who committed terrorist attacks and promoted violence in the name of Islam in the Saudi city of Medina on Monday and in Surakarta, Central Java on Tuesday. Jakarta Health Agency head Kosmedi Prihanto said on Tuesday that 376 health facilities in the city remain open to serve residents during the Idul Fitri holidays. That was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelagic country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to Lebaran typical food in Indonesia. Stay tuned. Listeners, Eid al-Fitr 1537 Hijrah has come. There are many ways to welcome Eid al-Fitr, beginning from buying new clothes, making cake, until cooking typical food such as ketupat. Ketupat is a type of dumpling made from rice packed inside a diamond-shaped container of woven palm leaf pouch. Commonly, it is found in Southeast Asian countries like Malaysia, Brunei, and Singapore, including Indonesia. Listeners, the abbreviation of ketupat in Javanese language is ngaku lepat, meaning plead guilty. According to history, earlier ketupat was introduced as Lebaran typical food of Raden Mas Sahib, one of Wali Sangha members who was well known with the name Sunan Kalijaga, when he spread Islam in Central Java. The Wali Sangha is referred Saints of Islam in Indonesia, especially on the island of Java, because of their historic role in the spread of Islam in Indonesia. Sunan Kalijaga introduced and entered ketupat as a symbol which previously has been known by community in celebrating Lebaran Ketupat. Lebaran Ketupat is held on 8th Sawal or a week after Eid al-Fitr and 6 days after fasting Shawwal. Listeners, in fact, there is philosophy behind ketupat. Most Java people interpret the complexity of making ketupat from coconut leaf as rice wrapping. It reflects human error. White color of ketupat when it is split symbolizes cleanness after forgiving each other. Rice which is wrapped in coconut leaf symbolizes togetherness and prosperity. Listeners, ketupat making process is begun with plated young coconut leaf. Then ketupat is filled with rice and then it is cooked. Usually, ketupat is served with chicken curry, rendang or semur, and also young papaya vegetable. Lebaran is not complete without ketupat. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring ketupat, Lebaran typical food in Indonesia. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Menjemput Tamu, which in English means picking the guest up. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Pesawat. Pesawat, which means plane. Tiba. Tiba, which means to arrive. Jam berapa? Jam berapa, which means what time. Jadwal. Jadwal, which means schedule. Jam 2 siang. Jam 2 siang, which means 2 p.m. Waktu Indonesia Barat. Waktu Indonesia Barat, which means West Indonesia time. Harus. Harus, which means must be. Segera. Segera, which means soon. Pintu kedatangan. Pintu kedatangan, which means arrival gate. Letak. Letak, which means location. Bagian informasi. Bagian informasi, which means information division. Selamat siang. Selamat siang, which means good afternoon. Ada yang bisa saya bantu? Ada yang bisa saya bantu, which means may I help you. Di sebelah timur. Di sebelah timur, which means at the east side. Gedung. Gedung, which means building. Terima kasih. Terima kasih, which means thank you. Listener, now we give you an example of conversation entitled Menjemput Tamu, or in English means picking the guest up. The conversation is between A. Agus and B. Rudy and C. the officer. A. Agus. Rudy, pesawat dari Jogja tiba jam berapa? Rudy, pesawat dari Jogja tiba jam berapa? Which means, Rudy, when does the plane from Jogja arrives? B. Rudy, kalau dilihat dari jadwal, pesawat baru tiba jam 2 siang waktu Indonesia Barat. Kalau dilihat dari jadwal, pesawat baru tiba jam 2 siang waktu Indonesia Barat. Which means, according to the schedule, the plane will arrive at 2 p.m. West Indonesia time. A. Agus, kalau begitu, kita harus segera ke pintu kedatangan. Kalau begitu, kita harus segera ke pintu kedatangan. Which means, so we must go to the arrival gate. B. Rudy, baiklah, di mana letak pintu kedatangan? Baiklah, di mana letak pintu kedatangan? Which means, okay, where is the arrival gate? A. Agus, kita tanyakan saja ke bagian informasi. Kita tanyakan saja ke bagian informasi, which means we may ask the information section. B. Rudy, selamat siang. Selamat siang, which means good afternoon. C. the officer, selamat siang, ada yang bisa saya bantu? Selamat siang, ada yang bisa saya bantu, which means good afternoon. May I help you? B. Rudy, di manakah letak pintu kedatangan? Di manakah letak pintu kedatangan? Which means, where is the arrival gate? C. the officer, di sebelah timur gedung ini. Di sebelah timur gedung ini, which means, at the east side of the building. A. Agus, baiklah, terima kasih. Baiklah, terima kasih. Which means, alright, thank you. C. the officer, terima kasih kembali. Terima kasih kembali, which means you're welcome. That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I'll introduce you to an Indonesian singer, Dedi Dores. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Hilangnya Seorang Gadis by Dedi Dores. Happy listening.
Inilah
Listener, Daddy Dores was born in Surabaya on November 28, 1950, but since childhood, Daddy lived in Bandung, West Java. Daddy known as a singer and songwriter. At the beginning of his career in the music world, Daddy joined into a group of rock band called Freedom of Rhapsodia with hit songs Hilangnya Seorang Gadis, Hancurnya Sebuah Harapan, and Kasih Sayang in 1971. Daddy also joined with God Bless when the band being intensively changed its personnel. In 1980s, J.K. Record offered Daddy to compose the songs that appropriate to the artists who will be promoted. Daddy also writes sweet pop songs for its artists. Because of his good voice, Daddy was also asked for a duet with other J.K. artists, namely Ria Angelina and Lydia Natalia. Well, listener, let's listen to the next songs entitled Cinta Tak Terbatas Waktu. Happy listening.
Setiap
Listeners, started in 1990, Daddy decided to pursue a solo career until 1999. The name of Daddy Dores even more famous when he was being producer of some talented female singers such as Nika Ardila in 1996 to 1999, Nafa Rubah, Ani Carrera, Mayang Sari, Poppy Mercury, who also the artist promoted by Daddy to become famous singers in the country. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last two songs, entitled Gambaran Dirimu and Aku Ingin Pulang by Daddy Dores. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.